spread the truth. Document it. Prove it. Make it irrefutable, and you too will become dangerous to those who admire us in lies and enslave us.
Globalism.
But because they are lying, it's possible to expose them. And this is their Achilles heel. By comparison, we have nothing to hide, therefore we have no reason to lie. And we wouldn't want to, even if we could. Truth is a far superior weapon than deceit. It's a weapon which is denied to them. And in the end, it will be the decisive weapon that destroys them completely.
Fucking day!
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is another Freya's Day, Friday the 25th of April, 2025. Thank you for joining us. Happy Friday, Susan.
Happy Friday.
Thank you, Susan. We appreciate that. Hope you're all doing well out there. How are you doing, Lana?
Doing good. It's so beautiful. I was taking 20 minutes to just sit outside before the show because there's sun. So
you
I'm like,
you're slacking off?
Sitting. No, I just took a 20-minute break, had some tea. Just trying to soak up the D like a lizard on the deck, you know? We don't see much sunshine up here, do we?
Was that just a Jew reference? Are you doing the David Icke thing? Anyway, it is actually getting, it feels like spring.
It is spring. Things are blooming.
Up here,
it's nice. Yeah. I saw Bill Biz says, beautiful weather in the Pacific Northwest as well as CDA. That's Quarter Lane. Got to enjoy it while we got it. That's right.
Yep.
It gets pretty gray. And I know, Henrik, you're fine with that. But for me, I'm like, all right, I need some sun now.
Yep. There's nothing wrong with sun, obviously. I enjoy it, too. I do. But, you know, if it's cloudy, it's cloudy. You can't really do anything, you know? Unless it's one of those geoengineering programs, then it's reason to get mad.
Yes.
So they're testing that in the UK now, by the way.
Oh, great.
Yeah, I'll show you some of that later, by the way. But
That little bit of blue sky they do get will be shortly ruined then by the chemtrails.
Yes. Isn't it wonderful, everybody? Isn't it wonderful? All right. Anyway, I hope you checked out the interview with Curtis Stone yesterday. That was pretty good. I'll have him back.
Yeah, a lot of people like that one.
Yeah. He's a good guy. He knows a lot of things, and he does talk about it, I guess. But he doesn't like his main thing is not, you know, political or immigration. But he is well aware of. See, my cough is back. Well aware of all those things. Excuse me. All right. Anyway,
Arctic Wolf says, "Happy Friday, guys. Hope everyone is doing good. Great interview yesterday with Curtis Stone.
Thank you.
I completely agree. We need to form our own communities. One of the many reasons why we really love CDA. Again, that's Quarter Lane, folks. Yes, I definitely see myself moving somewhere else in the future. Looking forward to another great show today. Take care and have a great weekend. Thank you so much, Arctic Wolf, and you too. And I saw a package was delivered, but I haven't opened it yet.
Thank you, Albert.
And I'm looking forward to opening it because it has been one hell of a week for me. It's a tornado. So I'm looking forward to opening it up and, you know,
CDA.
I know it's going to be something good.
CDA, I always think of the Child Detection Agency and Monsters, Inc. We're rewatching that. About a million times.
That's
because
probably why we ended up moving here. Huh? It was like some unconscious thing, you know? CDA.
Yeah, that happens. Thank you, Albert. As always, great to see you. And thank you. Thank you so much for your awesome support.
Yes.
We appreciate it greatly. Thank you. All right. So should we talk about Africans?
Well, naturally. I mean, how else are we going to start the show?
Yeah,
Jews? Blacks? Isn't that how it usually goes?
Well, that was that one. Let me play it. Let me start you with this one. So this is in an African tourist in... Malaysia, Indonesia, and in an Indonesian supermarket, and guess what happens? As a technicality,
What's this gorilla they got in here?
he's anointed. He's pouring the cooking oil on himself, apparently. Let's hear that scream one more time, can we?
The seed oil madness here. Canola oil.
Canola oil. Well, it doesn't get better with seed oils.
Oh, my gosh. Look at these.
Authorities said to confirm that the man had been drunk. Okay. It was only drunk. It's fine.
Who gets drunk and does shit like this? I mean, how many times have we seen this with blacks in America, too? There's so many. There's a lot of footage like this, right? Some black woman just. I just saw one not too long ago in the grocery store. Just going mad. You know, rolling in the donuts or whatever it was. Yeah, but here's another one.
Oh, yeah, the cakes. Well, actually, I want to play one more before we get to this one here on screen, and it's this one. Check out, this is Belgium here in, no, I'm sorry, Portugal. This is Portugal. I have another thing on Belgium later. Portugal. Here's the bus ride. Remember we made that cartoon?
Yes, I do.
About all the different ethnicities and like how basically exposure turned him into kind of a quote-unquote racist, right?
Yeah.
So here's more, and there was, remember, was it Daily Beast or something? They think you're going to become racist by just riding in the tram or something. It's like, yeah.
That's usually where it starts.
It's Belgium. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm cutting to the, here we go. Look at this. So this, the bus driver is like making videos now to show how bad it is, right?
Formerly a European country.
Portugal,
yes.
Portugal.
Oh, so much for ladies first, huh?
Yep, women and children first.
Are you racist yet, lady? Have you had enough?
Well, this should
you
do
want
it.
Want some more? It's great,
there's,
isn't it?
There's no.
Makes
there's
you feel
no...
really good inside.
There's no lacking of dots to connect and averages to like, to deduce from here.
How many Africans and Arabs have to, you know, stomp you in the face and hit your shoulder before you're like, you know, I don't like these people.
She's stuck with her purse or her handbag
outside
of the door.
Someone will try and take it too, I'm sure, yeah.
I'm surprised it didn't. Yeah, but this is, you know, we talk about individualism. There's a continuation here on it too. Let me play the rest. She just stands on the sides here. And just like to collect herself and
this other white person too. Look,
breathe.
Figure it out, whitey. Get on board with the remigration train.
And here's the nice one that's going to ask her how she's doing. And he's totally worth it, though.
He's, yeah, he's just looking for a way to rob her.
Yeah, but you know that, like, well, I met a nice one. Yeah, that so that discounts all the previous experiences right there.
I still think there's a motive with this one.
Yeah.
He's like, you got a purse? I'll pretend to help.
You want me to hold it for you?
And the bus driver doesn't want to say anything because he might get knifed in the face, right?
Yeah, and if he says something, he'll be reprimanded. Racism, hate crime charges. Ay, ay, ay.
Get out of the city. Leave
anyway,
the city.
That goes on for a while, but you get the. I think you get the point. But if you didn't, we got some more for you.
I mean, this is why white people in a lot of white cities stopped riding buses a long time ago because of this kind of garbage.
It's called,
you know?
It's called displacement, right? You'd be just pushed out. Well, you can still ride the bus, and then higher fees on cars. Congestion taxes, you own a vehicle, you got to pay. You see what I'm saying? They're like, they're building you to force you into this.
I mean, it's bad enough with our own white, you know, drunks and homeless people and druggies. Now we have that on top of it. I think even the white druggies are getting pushed off of these buses. What the hell? Yeah. So here's another butte. This is classic too. Anytime it's a MLK street or school or whatever, it's always just crime and violence on that street or in that school. Well, here's one. This is a high school or no, junior high school. It's not even high school yet. Dr. Martin Luther King Junior High School. They call it an incident, and these black students beat up a black principal.
So yeah.
Not even a white
guy. Accident.
This is what they do in their school. Like, why are you even at school then, you know?
Because why would you want to miss out on things like this?
How many times have we heard this Negro? Oh,
I think it's mandatory.
Oh, you know, as they're filming, like this fucking low IQ retard, you know?
Oh, bruh.
Total chimp out, right? Everyone gets involved.
But this,
I mean, this is just another.
This makes us stronger, though. We get stronger. The more of this we have, the stronger we are. Ironically, the stronger you have to be, I guess, to survive. I guess it's in some weird way. I guess it's kind of true. It does make us stronger ethnically, I guess, and collectively. And if it doesn't, you know, you'll succumb to this.
And this is like, yes, please have your own schools. You notice how it's all blacks in this school? That I don't see any whites in the school.
Yeah, so it's
that's fine, it's, right? They can have that. I mean, I'm fine with that, totally fine with that. But then, you know, we need our own schools too, where you can't come in there and beat people up.
So is this the okay? How can we twist this then? It's the unity that makes them strong here in this case. Racial unity. That's what it looks like when it's.
I mean, they kill each other too, right? Well, like yeah, more than anything, it's black on black crime is just insane.
Yep, sure is. All right, well, maybe. If you do want to, you know, take some time off and kind of disconnect a little bit, maybe go out to how about going out to the beach for a little bit? You know, you're in Sweden. It's been cold all you know, almost all year long, it feels like. Finally get out to the beach. And, of course, as you remember, Lona, everyone hitting up that ice cream, right? Right away. Do you remember that?
The soft serve, yes.
So this is the latest ad campaign here for Sia Glass, which is the – it says the year's – do you guys have ice cream boats? Do you know what that is? An ice cream boat, glass boat.
I'm sure America has it. I just haven't seen boat. It.
The year's ice cream boat collection is here. Would you like some miscegenation with your ice cream today? How about that?
No. Lots of vanilla, please.
Lots of vanilla. That's right. So we had, was it the Instagram official account here? That had this just to show you that it's not just made up. I got to reload this. Here we go.
I mean, the whole thing could be in freaking ad campaign with their Insta. You know, they plan all this stuff.
So it's ice cream, but there's no ice creams in there, right? do you see this? This is what do you mean? We're not selling ice cream here.
No.
We say we're selling Kalergi mutts. Okay, that's what we're selling. And in fact, we're not even selling it. You're going to buy it. I think on the last slide here, there's two. Oh, there's the ice cream. Okay, got it.
And of course, they got the chocolate ice cream or whatever there. That is.
That's an ice cream boat, glassboat.
Whatever you're selling, we don't want it. And we know it's going to be, you know, high fructose corn syrup and a bunch of other garbage anyway.
Can't I go back? Do I have to reload the whole thing? What does the test say here? God damn it. Vem längtar? That's right. Who's longing? It's one of the texts. Do you also want to dress in ice cream boat this summer? I don't know. It's
a matching like shirt and bathing suit. Yep. No, they got that all wrong. There would be no dad in the picture. Okay. That's usually how this
there.
Turns out.
No,
just for the photo op.
He's there for the ice cream.
And I'll beat her up later and take off.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
I mean, what are the comments on this? Did you read them in Swedish?
How do you... I'm so rarely on Instagram.
Yeah,
like, comments report inappropriate.
Yes.
I guess we can do that. I just don't like
it.
There we go. Block Siaglas. There you go. Okay. Thank you for your feedback. All right. Anyway, I'm not sure. Do I have to click in on... Yeah, here's her account here. But if I click on that... Oh, wait. Here's a photo. Okay.
Comments. Oh, no, applause. Was this a heart and applause? Oh, my God.
Such nice advertisement.
Bästa glassen.
Bästa glassen.
No, it's not.
Have our guys not gone in there yet? Is this all bots?
Go in there
now. Photos?
See a glass, Instagram, hammer that
gosh.
Thing.
Okay, there you go. All right. See a glass. Okay.
Yes. All right. Vanilla, vanilla, vanilla.
More vanilla, please. All right. Anyway, where are we here?
I know we're so racist that we even like vanilla ice cream all the time.
No,
I won't even eat
ice
chocolate
cream.
Ice cream.
I refuse.
I'm teasing. I do like chocolate.
Although chocolate is kind of chocolate in the West is a sign of what colonial power is. That what it,
yeah.
You know? Yes. Okay. Anyway, we're going to talk about Canada here a little bit because there's an election coming up. But I thought we could start by turning to all our favorite mayor of Toronto. which apparently were ouch.
Holy shit.
During what? All right, so we got a Chinese woman in some Brazilian carnival outfit here.
During, oh my God. I'm going to have a coughing fit right now.
I'm going to leave this up for the rest of the show.
Oh, my
That's it.
It's God. Just, this is everything wrong with the West right
or
now.
Or is it supposed to be some First Nations thing, maybe? It looks like a carnival thing, right?
No. So many things
Lana
I want to
is
say
stumped,
now.
Ladies and gentlemen. Speechless. Fellas? Any words out there?
Oh, my God. No.
Anyway.
No.
Okay.
I wonder how many old Chinese guys think that's hot. Probably not.
Maybe quite a, maybe quite a few. I'm not sure. What about our base Chinaman?
Oh, man, that what's really your review? Scrambled me.
Sorry. I just couldn't help it. I saw it. Now you have to. Okay. So anyway, yes, Mr. Apple's Milhouse is running against the banker boy. The simple goy from the prairie is running against the advanced goy in the money changer temple.
Yes.
In Canada, basically. That's it. That boils it down. Polivier pitches... pitches to Singh Winds of Change by Scorpions while Singh defends propping up the previous government. Anyway, I don't know. I'm not really... Whoever wins, it will be... I guess it will be... I mean, it's always a loss, obviously, for the actual Canadian people, obviously. But if you're an accelerationist, I don't actually know. It's actually hard to say because they're basically the same at this point.
Yeah,
as far as I've understood it.
It's going to be the same.
Yeah.
Same outcome.
100 days of change.
Why people get screwed. You know,
ring in home. Axe the inflation tax. What was the other slogan he had running there, Polivier? I forget. I don't know.
I just happened to see Soylent Goy. I'm with you, man. 80-year-old crotch shots always make my day.
Yeah, maybe I should pixelate it or something. I'm sorry. I just, anyway, there are things worth censoring. Let me just put it there. Again. Well, it's quite a bit, actually, worth censoring. But anyway, okay. So anyway, good luck, Canada, I guess. That's really what... good luck. I mean, I don't say that because I don't want the Canadian people to succeed, but I'm saying in terms of like... whoever gets this is just blah. It's just slop. It's not. It's literally nothing.
Nothing good's going to happen.
No,
from any of this.
Obviously not. But it would be funny if Mark Carney got in, and so all they had to do was replace Trudeau. But it should be mentioned that Trump kind of helped to, you know, kind of. I mean, it's not patriotism as well. I guess it is patriotism because it's not. That's not actual nationalism or ethno-nationalism. But it did help to bolster Mark Carney. Because it was like, Polivier, yes, is in the bag. Justin Trudeau's so bad, you know, kind of thing. They swap him out, and then the Canada's a 51st state talks show up, right? And that actually strengthened.
And they're acting like that's real, like that would ever happen. I mean, come on.
Maybe it's some secret, some secret agreement.
It basically used to be like a 51st state when it was just white people. It's the same. We just crossed the border. No biggie. You know, we're all friends. Basically, a lot of the same stock, you know.
Yep.
Not anymore.
So what are you voting for, Canadians? I see a couple in there. I live in Canada, Syrian says, but I won't be voting.
It's not getting us anywhere. Just
vote harder next time.
Just get more Jewish power, it seems.
Yep.
That's what we get.
Yeah, exactly. Yep, Trump helped the liberals in Canada. Yeah, he did. He did. Is that maybe because then it will be more chance of the Maple MAGA thing coming back? Is that what?
Maple
will what did you hear about that?
No.
Really? Okay. So,
was it this week or a few weeks ago?
It was a few weeks ago. People have already forgotten. It was 20 minutes ago. Everyone has already forgotten. Maple MAGA. It was like, I'm not sure if Polivier himself picked up on this. Maybe Canadians can help us about these interesting detailed facts about this in chat, but I don't think he did, but it was this temporary movement of Maple MAGA for a little bit. And then the shit with 51st state stuff happened and they switched out Trudeau for Carney and then just boom, everything changed over. Like no one was like, no one remembers this, right? No one. We're not going to talk about that anymore. Are you? Is this an agreement? All right. Anyway, so after that, some of those horrible pictures. Why don't we talk a little bit about Australia?
Yeah, I haven't actually seen this yet.
So, welcome to country. Is this?
Excuse me.
Do you want me to mute
That's
your mic?
Right.
You can cough. Sorry, we need to put that cough the mute button back on your desk right there. Anyway, so yeah, welcome to country is this idea that think the Australians stole the land. The Aboriginals have some kind of ceremony. Now they did it during the. ANCA or ANCAC or ZAZ, right? Would as Australians say, day see it's back. excuse me. Would be then. This turned out to be a insult, obviously. ANCA is short for Australia and New Zealand Army Corps. Refers to the combined military force formed by Australia and New Zealand during World War One. So it's like a kind of a memorial day, I guess, from the American context. Remembering this, the fallen troops, everything. But of course, so they had to turn it into a Aboriginal, you know, shit show ceremony thing. And things were kind of popping off here with some of the guys down under, where her son, partially, there's a couple of photos of him here, basically booing when this started, right, the Aboriginal thing. There's a video of it here we'll play. And it looks like basically because of some of these guys decided to to get loud during this little gay ceremony there, the welcome to country ceremony, a lot of other people joined in. And this is how it turned out.
I'm here to welcome everybody to my father's country. Beautiful Bumerang country.
Guys clearly mixed.
Those first sounds, yeah. Anzac, sorry, that's how you say it, of course. Anzac.
We're here for the Australians!
Yeah. We are sick of the welcome to country. This is a day
look at that, Australian far right extremist in the tag there.
Service disrupted. Good on you, Jacob. Well done. There was someone who joined in here later, too. Some media person who's like, oh, my God, this bunch of racists. But one of the veterans defended them.
Sorry, I believe people are entitled to their opinions.
Of course people are entitled to their opinions.
Well, there's a time and place.
That's exactly, what I came to ask
The same as the welcome to the country. Is it the right time and place today for it? As a veteran, I don't think it is. Now, I have a lot of veteran mates that haven't come today because solely because of the welcome to the country. Because our friends died for this country, for this soil, and for them to be welcomed is a slap in the face. And you need to see it from a different perspective.
No, I'm not disagreeing with I'm not saying that there aren't people that feel that way. What I'm saying to you is to get up there and boo in the middle of what is a sacred ceremony.
It deserved it. Sacred my ass.
Yes, but that's where we as Australians and you as the media need to tell the right story. Like, yes, it was disrespectful, but these are the reasons why people are not agreeing with it. Because it's not the right time or place for it.
All right. Anyway, so that's very, very good. Sometimes that's all it takes is a few people to just start, saying something, see something, say something.
Yeah, and they're going over the top with this whole Abbo thing down in Australia.
Well, yeah, of course.
It's like, come on. And then he's up there in like white man clothes using white man tech. He is part white man. The guy's like mixed, you know?
Yeah. Yes, if he got on TV, it's a psyop. Yeah, I don't think so. He was booing before that, so they're like, "Who is doing that?" So this was about exposing it because he's the one who, you know, they're trying to send these guys to prison right now for hate speech charges and all that kind of stuff, right? So here's retards down under, and they found one. They found a retard.
Neo-Nazis, fuck off. I understand you're feeling emboldened and you think 2025 is your year. The media panders to you, online content creators, my peers.
They're trying to put them in jail, but yeah, okay. They're pandering to them. They're building profiles in the media so they can go after you.
They've been pandered to you for clicks, engagement, your loyalty, which means they ultimately want your money. No one's calling you neo-Nazis. They're calling you hecklers and protesters that interrupted the Anzac Day War Memorial.
How about
service.
Our Aussie friends down under who are getting arrested for being out and just...
Yeah, but Jacob is part of
Australia
that.
Australia Day.
Jacob is part of that crew with Thomas Sewell and Joel Davis and some of the other guys down there. Are doing some good work, very, very good work. So we have this. Thomas Sewell did a good little presentation on this, too.
I was wondering.
Basically, what it means. And it's kind of interesting what he mentions about, you know, basically that this is a, anyway, you always say, but it's like, it's a temple, right? Because it's about venerating those who sacrifice. And you can argue, oh, First World War, and that wasn't good. But put that to the side for a moment and just like, okay, fuck, it happened. It's circumstances. Mm-hmm. They were sure. Everyone was manipulated. Everyone is always manipulated into things and doing things or whatever. But I'm saying still, you can use that. You can still respect them for doing something and trying their best to stand up for their country and for their people. And to, although, you know, you can argue with, you know, these wars were, you know, misdirected and all that stuff, right? The banker wars, and it was all these meddling in international Jewish finance, blah, blah, blah. But I'm saying still, it doesn't take away from the fact that they were like, at that time, what they thought sure. they were fighting yeah. for was yeah. their blood and their soil. So here's Thomas here.
Often people will ask, what is Australian culture? What is white culture? These questions are rarely asked in good faith. They are mostly used as rhetorical weapons against our people. A fish doesn't know it's in water. And those who denigrate us while speaking our language and wearing our clothes live in the shadow of our greatness. Australians are already beginning to forget who the Anzacs were and what they fought for. Every year, if you attend one of these ceremonies, you will be lectured by the media and by politicians who will try to explain to you how the Anzacs fought for diversity and inclusion, Aboriginal land rights, and LGBT pride parades. But this isn't true. They were white Australians fighting for white Australia. What I'm standing on today is the most significant religious site in Victoria. It's not a church or a mosque or synagogue, but it's a shrine, a temple to our ancestors, a temple to sacrifice and to glory. The Anzacs went willingly. They were volunteers. They were thoroughbreds. They were Australians and New Zealanders. They believed in the British Empire. And they fought men from other empires. And they didn't fight them because of their enemies' political beliefs. They didn't fight them because these other countries didn't have pride parades and we did. Neither country had this nonsense. And we have to remember who they were and what they fought for. This is an ancient custom we have as a people. We venerate our fathers and carry on their legacy in their name. We come together as a nation to venerate the nation's ancestors. We don't necessarily worship the fire itself or the stone or the buildings or the idols. We worship the lineage and its heroism. This is the hall of the dead, the hall of the ancestors. And Aryans take this idea everywhere we go. We never forget. Even the prayers that are said here are thousands of years old, from rest in peace to lest we forget. It carries our national identity. This identity is alive. It lives within us. But it is being weakened by progressive and subversive politics pushed by those who hate Australia. The Anzacs and the Australian men that fought for this country, they loved Australia, they loved this land, and they loved our people. For them, it was blood and soil. Every year, the crowds get smaller at the dawn service, and it's not the fault of the public. We don't want to be pressured to stand here and listen to people chastise us and denigrate our legacy. The reason why the crowds are getting smaller is because this sacred institution has been hijacked by traitors. These enemies of our people do everything to obscure the sacrifice of the fallen. They focus only on the exception to the rule and never to the rule itself. And that is that the Anzacs fought for white Australia. The first 16 RSL presidents believed that. They stated it clearly, and more than a dozen of our first prime ministers stated it. They were white Australians. They believed in the national spirit. They believed it as part of their identity. The traitor politicians seem to always have infinite money for gay pride or Aboriginal rights, but they never seem to have the funding for this sacred site to preserve our traditions. So when you attend Anzac Day this year, remember what you're here for, that you are honoring the spirit of the
Aboriginals,
the spirit of our ancestors. These traitors don't deserve your respect. They perform the prayers only so that they can distort and corrupt them. Remember that the spirit of the fallen is alive within us, that it strengthens us and protects us. We are their heirs. It's our names on the wall. It's our names carved into stone. They can never take that from us so long as we remember them, lest we forget.
So it's an interesting idea there, obviously.
Well said.
And it's not like, you know, worshipping the dead, but like the dedication that they had to their lands, right?
Yeah, honoring.
But it's interesting that, you know, you can kind of, you can get a, it's a kind of a, it's obviously an extension to an idea of like, ancestral worship, right? Kind of thing, right? And
you
so that becomes,
yeah,
that
them.
Becomes a temple, even,
yeah.
Even the way kind of the, I'm not saying that, well, maybe the designers knew that, but they're, you know, we, looks like one of those Kurgan, one of the first Kurgan tumulus graves,
yeah.
Like in
Ukraine,
one of the early ones have
not
that same
strange.
Pattern.
This is what humans have been doing forever, honoring their dead and their ancestors and those who have gone before. This is not unusual.
No,
it just seems it's only unusual and racist and supremacist when white people do it.
So you also have this idea there. Well, I remember that's where some of the first COVID madness shit. I remember that building in the background, by the way, like a lot of people. I think it might have been Anzac Day that people were out for, and they were like arrested for not wearing masks and hauled on, like all this crazy stuff. So I remember it. But yeah, it's like a temple to your ancestors, and it's a great idea. But see how they're also trying to twist that right now. So now they're saying, yeah, see, they sacrificed so that Australia could be what it is today, you know, kind of thing, right?
No.
They're standing up for the gay pride parades.
They do that with World War II also, right? They do the same crap to every white country.
Antifa.
We fought for, you know, all these big black mouths to scream at us and tell us that we're just horrible people, right? But that's right. It's white Australians. That's the only kind of Aussie is white folks. They built the nation. No one else. It doesn't belong to the Abos. You didn't win. You didn't build anything. And you essentially have national socialism on the backs of white Australians, so you should be thanking them. But it is funny how they're like, welcome to our country. Like, you didn't build literally anything, okay? A lot of them are just being sustained by white Australians. I have toured around some of these areas. I have seen some of these things. But it seems like these Abos are friendlier to non-whites. They can welcome them. That's fine when non-whites seem to come into the country, but it's just the white man they have a problem with. I noticed that with a lot of American Indians as well, right?
Is there a large protest against open borders and migration into the country from Aboriginal?
No, I've never seen that. I've never seen that with American Indians. And there's probably like maybe a few that don't want that. And then they've written red ice, but that's the only ones that I'm aware of, you know?
Yeah, there are any group that they can latch onto in any European lands is that. It's Sami is a common one in, you know, Norway, Sweden, Finland to a certain extent. They can't do that in Denmark because there's none of them there. But like, oh, this, but there, you know, they always do that. And then it's, yeah, Native Americans, it's Aboriginal, wherever you go, right? In South Africa, obviously, it's all the blacks and stuff. But yeah, these were not... they were not formed countries, and these were nomadic tribes.
It was Bush
in
Australia. Yeah. Okay, it's not like they come over to our country, but they come over to our country now, which is established civilizations that have been there for God knows how long, and they're like, well, it's conquest, bitch, you know.
Yeah, you know what? At the end of the day, I think no matter where we are in the West, the soldiers, this is what they were fighting for. This is the culmination of... the culmination of multiculturalism, multiracialism in one picture, ladies and gentlemen. All right, anyway.
You got to read the Der Cherisker. There's
a lot
of German in there, and I'll pick up the other ones.
Today, 25th of April, marks 30 years since Reinhold Elmster, I think you pronounced that, a German Wehrmacht veteran, set himself on fire, so some immolation action, in front of Feldherrenhalle in München. back in 1995. Oh, was that recent? I mean, this a while ago, but I thought it was earlier, much earlier than that, to protest against the injustices and guilt forced upon the German Volk, Reinhold Elsner here. Hail to the warrior. Thank you, Dershowski. Appreciate that. Thank you for the little history lesson. I did not know that, so thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you. And Joni, thank you so much. It's funny, you crossed my mind today. I was wondering how you guys are doing. Hello, Mike, and I wanted to send some support today. We've been loving watching all the shows. Albert set up a Roku so that we can watch you on Rumble. Very nice. God bless.
Awesome. Mike and thank Joni. You, guys.
Thank you so thank much, you. Guys.
Very, very generous. You guys. Thank you so much. We
so
appreciate
supportive.
It greatly.
We really
thank
appreciate
you.
It.
All right.
An unreconstructed yeoman says, number one, I'm a Christian, and the Bible is the word of God, and the Nicene Creed and Scott's Confession are faithful expressions of Scripture. Christian and I believe that the fifth and sixth commandments teach that the 14 words are a duty for white folk. Will, Lord willing, be relocating to northern Idaho next spring, and I look forward to buying you a cigar.
Cool.
Well, it might have to be a whiskey for that guy. Because so. I don't know.
Okay, yeah,
do you smoke cigars sometimes?
Occasionally, it happens. Yeah, it's not out of the question. There's a follow-up there, too.
Yes.
And
telling you how grateful I am for all you and Lana have done in service of the 14 words. And I'm honored to stand next to a couple pagan fellow tribe members in the shield wall against the genocide of our people.
Thank you.
Oh, my gosh.
Appreciate
thank you. That's what we're talking about right there.
Thank you.
That kind of unity.
Very nice.
Thank you so much. Appreciate that.
Okay, so we got, what else do we have here? Yeah, that was Thomas Sewell. We had some stuff in Massachusetts.
Massachusetts. Yeah, this
is never pronounced it.
It's just, okay, well, it's annoying on a couple levels. So he tweets Heebs of TikTok, Elon Musk here.
Yeah.
And breaking, you know, officials in Massachusetts spent over $700 million on housing illegals, you know, giving them illegal housing just in 1 year. Okay, while everyone else is struggling and it's high rent and crazy money for everything, $700 million spent in 1 year in one state for these useless migrants, right? And Elon says, they really are importing voters. I'm like, okay, that's all you have to say here? How about deportations, mass deportations? Let's cut them off. Let's be more hardcore about this, right? I mean,
well,
this is too late.
Look, he was
all these. Mm-hmm. Okay, I know. And
we
know that all these migrants are not whites. Okay, and he's always talking. Let's increase immigration. Let's have more. Well, they're still going to be, you know, sucking off the system.
I was trying to make a joke that I was trying to be funny by saying he was doing diagnostics on one of his Optimus bots. So this is all the time. Okay, wow, literally, you know, oh shit, and then he's moving on. But you know. If he is the president, and that was not under Trump, remember there was his father, Errol Musk, right?
Yeah.
He was sitting down with someone and talking about how great friends they were with Netanyahu. We're like old family friends. But anyway, he said that Elon was the president, and not under Trump, but under Biden he was the president. he basically called him the president of the United States.
Right.
But it's this... Look, it's obviously, exposed this, but there's the circle jerk of libs of TikTok.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. What we need is to put that energy into pushing what's happening with these mass deportations.
What do we do about
cut off that teat, cut off that funding, like go after these people doing this and get rid of these people sucking off of it. Like, no, something needs to happen here. Oh, they really are importing voters and oh, this is bad. I'm tired of that. Everyone's tired of that.
Yeah.
Just scroll through the comments. Everyone's like, get them out. Enough of these people.
Yeah.
No more. And then I'm looking at the penalty for illegal entry. We could pull that up in other countries. Just coming in. Singapore, 6 months in prison. Russia, 2 years in a hard labor camp. I hope that's true. Pakistan, 10 years in prison. I'd believe that. Crazy Pakis. India, 8 years in prison. I've been to India, and I remember just being a white tourist back in the day going through how they grilled us, and like 200 of them are surrounding us and like listening to what was going on at the border check. Wow. North Korea, death. That's what I'm talking about.
Nice. The based communist. Here we go. Who knew? Who could have thunk it back in the day? Well, it kind of turns out there's obviously
at this point
it's a joke,
death, right? Okay, Britain, free housing, healthcare, education, mobile phone, cash. Yeah, in 2025 alone, 10,000 illegals entered Britain, and that's just one white country. Okay, this applies for every white country. Every other non-white country is hardcore.
Yeah,
about that, you coming in.
They in countries like Britain and France, they know. This might not even obviously be the correct number. I understand that, but they know, and then they assist. Right, the boats go out there and they help them, and they put The smugglers know that now. They just basically can, they give him a boat that has only so much gas in it, and they get stranded maybe in the Mediterranean or between the in the canal, you know, France and Britain, or something like that. And then they're like, okay, now the international, or sorry, the National Coast Guard of whatever country has to pick you up. They have to, and now you have
well,
the
that's
right.
Gotta change.
Well, that's just
you
it.
Know? Screw
what do you mean
these
the,
dumb laws and rules.
The
like,
right
we can
to
change
seek asylum?
This.
Like, no.
Remember when Australia used
that.
To just
bomb the boats?
Them? Let's get back to that, Australia, shall we? Let's get back to that white man's land.
But yeah, so you don't get, you get, you know, and there's a you know, rage and anger can serve a function. It can spring into action and stuff like that. But, you know. Because it's libs of TikTok, then you're like kind of, it's just continuous kind of, because they're not going to say, oh, therefore we need ethno-nationalism. It's not going to come from there kind of thing, right? But now they've kind of cornered the, migration issue or like demographic issue to a certain extent, right? These are the large account and they get boosted by Elon and so many others, right? So there's a big question about what their intention is, because if you don't offer
voters.
At some point, that's what I'm saying, you could go on about this for a while and it's kind of, but in this climate it's like, okay, so come on now, what do we do about it? I'm not expecting that from either here of the parties involved that we're seeing on screen, but I'm saying,
but Elon is up there in the high echelons. Like, come on, let's get these mass deportations going. What's happened?
Yeah.
No, they're more concerned about Israel, just like, you know, libs of TikTok there, right?
Yeah.
Just, oh, no, we might be importing in anti-Semites. That's their fear now. It's not about, oh, white replacements.
And even
it's about anti-Semitism more so.
And it's not, you know, it's not just about this. Well, because eventually you'll get a new administration in and they'll just... If there's anything passed to prevent my debt, that will be dissolved, removed, voted out, and then eventually we're back again.
Yep.
And it just continues, right? So you have to go into the minuses. You can't just have a stop on immigration. I mean, that's the least you can do, but I'm saying that's not good enough. You got to have, like, it needs to go into the minuses. You know what I mean? You have to, like, start mass deporting vast amounts of people. And what I've seen... And it's not that it's not maybe going on, that there isn't deep. There are deportations and things like this, obviously, of
illegals. I hear about one here, one there,
it's,
couple.
Yeah, it's, when I was looking at it, looked like the. I know they're kind of doing this in the media, obviously, but it becomes over like a. At this point, maybe like a handful people, like Kilmar, whatever his name was, this Venezuelan MS-13 member. And then there's judges fighting them on that, and they're trying to get him back, and senators go down there and meet with these people. Oh, my God, I have a family, a Maryland man, and I just want to bring them back, you know, kind of thing. They just must come back to the United States, you know, kind of thing. But I'm saying then that becomes the focal point, and that becomes the, you know, because the media always do that. They don't just talk, you know. They never talk about the big numbers and statistics. They focus on, oh, we want to tell the human side of the story, you know, kind of, and they do
like
one guy
headline.
Or two guys.
Ex-judge,
right?
Wife into custody after claims of hosting Trendy Arruga member in Las Cruces. They don't tell you that this is a liberal judge and his wife hosting a Venezuelan gang member living with them. Oh, they're just hosting this Trendy Arruga.
Of course. You that's know? What they're that's what they're there to do.
No, he's a gang member, okay? So Tom Homan and I, they got a tip about this gang member who's living with this judge, Joel Cano, and he and his wife were arrested. We'll see this footage. But another judge, was it Damian Martinez? No dog in the fight.
No.
Ordered the release of this illegal gang member, citing that, Judge Cano, he has a good BS meter, he said, and he wouldn't let just anyone live on his property. Like, yes, he would. These are insane leftists who love this kind of stuff. And maybe he's getting something. Maybe he's in business with this Venezuelan gang, for all you know. What are they doing
together,
right?
Well, yeah, of course. I mean, this would, not to derobe, because that's the wrong term, but they do wear robes, these judges, right? But they would debar that. Like, if this doesn't do that... You know how rotten it is.
He's an ex-judge now. The wife was hiring him for some jobs.
Yeah.
Sounds a little sus, you know.
But again, this is, you know, points to that basic fact that it's like you have other ethnic groups and they will take their own side, they will defend their own, they'll stand up for their own. And in a multiracial society, there is no trust. No. There is no
but
counting.
But this Judge Joe Cano looks whiter. You know? He looks whiter. He looks white.
Yeah.
Looks, I don't know, maybe he's mixed or something, right? Yeah, he looks white.
Well, but
there,
his wife is obviously Hispanic.
So
right?
She hires them South for American. some jobs, and then it's just like, hey, you want to move in with us? Like, how the hell does that happen? Tell me that trajectory. You hire a Venezuelan gang member to do some work, and then he just moves in the back?
Well, I mean,
like, something dodgy is going on.
A lot of these judges are, I mean, intensely corrupt. And they're running drugs in the back end.
Clearly,
they're helping
guy.
To protect people.
And I saw there was a picture with him, you know, hanging out with this guy. I think we have it in there. And he's got his, you know, drink. And I was like, oh, he looks like a homosexual. Like, you know.
Well, sometimes it's that, too. It's human trafficking.
There's
all kinds of things
something
there.
Gross going on there. But play the clip in there so you can see him.
Okay.
Because the retarded neighbors
with
are
breaking news
neighbors.
Okay. God.
Listen. With breaking news, federal agents have raided the home of a former magistrate judge in Las Cruces, have also arrested his wife. Hello, everyone. Thanks for joining us. I'm Jessica Gonzalez.
And I'm Robert Holguin. The judge, the former judge, was also
hooligan.
Arrested
basically Mexico,
today. And all of this stems from an ongoing investigation into an accused Venezuelan gang member who was living at the couple's home in Las Cruces. And that's where we find KFOX 14 News at 5's Harrison Parker, who has exclusive video of today's arrests. Harrison.
Long pause.
A dramatic escalation in the case of Joel Cano and his wife, Nancy. Joel Cano being the former magistrate judge out here for Doñana County. We witnessed Joel Cano being arrested earlier. HSI confirming both he and his wife, Nancy, now facing evidence tampering charges. They said they originally came for Nancy this morning, earlier today, and found evidence, some sort of evidence pointing as well to Joel. Now I'm going to step off. The scene is now empty. Earlier, this place was flooded with federal law enforcement. Our crew capturing the moment, but earlier, he and his wife were put into handcuffs. Investigators say the couple had multiple alleged members or associates of the Venezuelan gang Tren de Aragua living with them. Let's get to that video from earlier.
He looks baggy, doesn't he?
Yeah.
I think he's on.
Someone said in chat, he's ass blasting. Again, they are ass blasting him.
Yeah.
Tampering at this moment. HSI telling me they could face additional charges as the investigation continues. As we've reported, investigators say the couple hosted Christian Ortega Lopez, who is an undocumented migrant from Venezuela. We are working to get
illegal.
The identity of the other two gentlemen.
Use the words
yes,
correctly.
Yes, they won't because it's all his hombres
Lopez
down there.
Lopez displayed clear indicators he was associated with TDA. They say that included clothing, tattoos, voicemails, and text messages. Ortega Lopez was arrested at Cano's house back in February and accused of being in the country illegally. Earlier, I spoke with neighbors about the raid.
Is this horrible?
No, not even remotely. I know my wife and went to the one of the hearings for one of the boys.
His Mexican wife?
30, 35, 40 people there. And the judge at the outset said, I'm stunned. I've never seen this kind of an outpouring. Most of the people here in the community knew the kids.
Kids.
Yep, they're just kids.
30-year-old gang members or however old he was. Kids. They're fine. Yeah, cock face. And it's like, I can't be racist. Oh, they're fine. They're gang members.
They're just children.
Wake up, old man.
We're just helping them, okay?
Cano resigned.
All right.
Oh my God.
All right. Okay. Yep.
You're here illegally. But you know, this guy is like thrilled when some European is like barred from coming into the country because of something they wrote on, you know, X 2 years ago or something. He'd be totally supportive of that, though. But these illegal, you know, Venezuelan gang kids, no problem living there, doing God knows what with that
they're
judge.
Just,
it just is kid, all suspect.
Just kids. They're just doing kids stuff. It's
he's just
it's
mowing
norm.
The
it's
lawn.
Normal.
You know, he's not selling drugs. Yeah, he doesn't do it in that Las Cruces neighborhood. He goes down to the, you know, to the ghetto to do his business. Well,
maybe he does. Huh?
Yeah, maybe he does. So, bunch of coke or something.
Job is. But yeah, no, they do. They traffic people and stuff. And, you know, these judges could be tied into a much wider network of things. But as soon as that happens, the FBI, they dropped the ball on that stuff. Remember all the child predator, you know, investigations that they've just let go and like they, oh, I know, fine. That's because they're involved in it too, some of them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Fuck that FBI agent. Larry Nassar, the Olympics coach for the gymnastics team.
That's right.
FBI shows up investigating accusations that the coach had been molesting these girls that he was coaching. And the FBI agent proceeds to like, do you have any job openings, basically? Like, he wanted to be hired by that guy and start working for the pedophile, you know. So anyway, that's how it goes. Okay.
So I know many are very excited about the idea of a possible incoming Jeet nuke war. A bunch of Jeets nuking each other. The Jeet war.
How do they power those?
I mean, there's so many rockets of them down there. How far would that cloud go?
Is it worth is a nuclear winter? People have said that wouldn't happen, but anyway. Is a nuclear winter worth it? It might be worth it.
There's so many already in Canada and London and everywhere else. But yes, yeah. So apparently some, they say, Paki, you know, terrorist group that's in Kashmir and the India. You know, of course, Kashmir is divided up, part Indian, part Pakistani. And so some Pakistani terrorists started shooting at some Hindus in Kashmir. And now it
is...
Are
they terrorists, though?
Yeah, who knows? I mean...
I mean, probably.
I don't care about any of these people.
I agree.
And so, like, I just... Whatever, if you guys want to shoot at each other, I don't care. All right? There's, like, over a billion... A billion Indians alone. How many Pakistanis are there? We've looked this up many times. There's a lot of Pakistanis. I can't even remember.
It's like 280. No, it's 400 million something, isn't it? Let me see. Demographics. What is it? Pakistan.
Yeah, so this was April 22nd. A horrible terrorist attack in Falagam, I think you say. Mm-hmm. Claimed 26 lives and injured over 20. The resistance front, linked to Pakistan-based Lashkar-e-Taiba, claimed responsibility. Attackers reportedly targeted Hindu tourists, segregating victims by religion before opening fire.
240 million in Pakistan, by the way.
See? That's plenty. We're talking... And then they come over and try and get minority status in Scotland, for crying out loud.
Yes.
India responded by suspending the Indus Waters Treaty, closing the Atari-Wagah border, expelling Pakistani diplomats, recalling its own. A large-scale manhunt reportedly led to approximately 1,500 detentions across Kashmir. Pakistan denied involvement, labeled the attack as a false flag operation. They're catching on to Western lingo, I guess. And retaliated by... suspending the Simla agreement. I don't know what the Simla agreement is. Closing its airspace to Indian flights and expelling Indian diplomats.
Well, one thing we'll be flying soon, and that's the nukes. Yeah, so they both are nuclear powers. I'll talk about that in a moment. But anyway,
go on. Tensions are rising. Mm-hmm. Is there an incoming Jeet war? Pakistan's also suspended trade with India. India is planning to scrap their ceasefire agreement, and Pakistan is already, you know, making other warnings. Made a move to block the Indus River water, which will be seen as an act of war, they say. Pakistan warns. Any move to block Indus River will be seen as an act of war.
This has been on the forefront for quite a while. It's never been good, relations between them. They've always hated each other.
Yes.
And I mean, if you do a genetics test, how much difference between a Pakistani and an Indian is there?
There isn't. I mean, I know I've been down in this area.
There's different ethnic groups internally in India, too, obviously. But that region, the northern, what is it?
It'd be like Pakistan Swedes and Norwegians fighting or something, you know. It's just like, no, I mean, a lot of them are, though, fully related, as Indians will tell you. They're just divided along religious lines.
Yeah. Lines. Yep.
Okay, which they love to blame white people about. We'll get into that later. But now tensions are rising, so naturally clashes are happening in our countries. We already had this, you know, the Jewish-Palestinian war that we're in the middle of, and now it's possibly this Jeet war that we're in the middle of. How many other
Kurds yes, and Turks, classic. Exactly. There's Ethiopians internally, Somalians internally are fighting with each other in our countries, and that we have to like sort this out and police these people.
And then white people fight and
they blame us.
Remember, for trying to get these people out.
Was it the Ethiopians who were blaming the Swedish police because they should have known about this and they should have stopped it? And all this shit. It's just like, what?
It's right. Just a mess. So and this is all London these people here. Need to go home and fight your Jeet war, okay? So London.
They will try to drag us into it somehow.
It's our fault because in 1947, right?
Oh, yeah. We'll get to that, right? And some mandatory dunka dunka music in the background there, too. Ugh, These are not that big of crowds. This is, if this continues, this is about to get even nastier, obviously.
Yes.
You know what I mean? But, you know, have fun. I wish both sides have a lot of fun and are both very effective in whatever strategy they propose.
And all
propose.
All y'all in the West, you can go home and help your bros there. I love it how they're waving these flags. They care so much. Then why don't you just go home?
Yeah, because they know that they can they colonize our lands and then they can get into power. They can use our country. It's just an extension of their country, basically.
They're trying to colonize on our backs, though. Total different story because they didn't build anything. So here's more.
More UK. I'm not sure where in the UK, but wonderful developments.
Provoking us. Breaking the peace. Breaking the peace.
Come on, you fucking up.
Breaking the peace. Who cut them? Cowards. 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 Just remember who's breaking the peace. They're breaking the peace.
Oh, God, shut up.
They're breaking the peace.
You broke the peace by coming here. All y'all broke the peace, okay?
Well, at least this will get some attention off of whites for a little bit, which is
and
not,
like this blonde lady, lady cop in the middle of this, like, oh my God, what a mess.
Yep, every time. Okay, yep.
This cute blonde cop.
Yeah, Britain, New Zealand, Sweden.
You have no idea what you're doing,
Norway.
Lady.
Norway, we're gonna sort this out for you guys.
You're not gonna sort this out. Just like Palestinians and Jews, they will forever hate each other. I remember I spent time in India, and I remember talking to Indians and Pakis. Man, they hate each other. Okay, it's going to end in some kind of bloodshed. That's what's gonna happen. That's what's gonna settle that score eventually.
Probably. So
yeah, here
we're looking at the state. The state version of this.
You bloody bastard bitch.
This never gets old though.
No.
You bloody fucking mother bloody fuck bitch. Bitch, you fucking bloody bastard. Banchoed bloody.
Banchoed you.
You blunder. Bloody no. Bloody fucking.
Accident, then what you wanna
do? Why you fuck me? I fuck you bloody.
They always say that. This reminds me of Hoax Hotel, the channel we used to listen to. This guy that would record.
Do not
and mess with all these Indian prank callers. And it was always, I fuck you bloody. I fuck your mother. Yeah. And, you know, it's like.
Same thing.
It's the same guy.
Single
it's
time.
The same guys fighting each other. So have fun.
Yeah.
Have fun fighting yourself.
That's right.
Just keep us out of it.
Okay.
I thought this was kind of funny. The only solution to the India-Pakistan conflict is a single state solution.
Mm-hmm.
British India. We'll just take over and colonize it for real and just, I don't know, throw you off on some island there in the Bay of Bengal.
How about dismantling the infrastructure that the British Empire built down there?
Take back every rail, every pipe, every piece of wood, every brick. I have been down there and I've seen the infrastructure they use. It's built by the British.
Primarily that still that they use to this day. There are obviously some other things, but primarily that's the backbone of it is that.
Yeah, I mean, it sucks that they went down there because now all these Indians know where they live in relation to the world. They know where to find the white people now. So, obviously we don't support, let's go colonize these people and take over their country.
But they do blame Britain for basically creating all this stuff, right?
So that's happening right now with this war. What's going to happen is white people are going to get blamed for 1947, was it?
Yeah, about 75 years ago when Britain partitioned India into India and Pakistan primarily to grant independence and address the demands. So it was pressure on them from the Muslim League, obviously.
Trying to do something nice. They're fighting over religion. Oh, we'll help you out because white men,
Well, nationalism as kind of a newer, not 75 years ago, but, mid-1800s is, it's a, and then, Europeans and colonists are like, we're helping, right? We'll sort this. We'll bring them civilization.
Yes.
And this will be fine. Don't worry. Yeah, they got some problem. It's just about giving them infrastructure, and the rest follows. And
that's our problem right there. We're too nice. We want to help too many people that are beyond helping, really.
So we're trying to help, but at the same time, it was the Muslim League that primarily was pressuring the British to, like, you got to help us out. They're going to mass murder us and stuff. So they did a partition. They were fearing the Muslim League being feared of being marginalized in a Hindu-majority state. Oh, interesting. So they can be worried about being displaced and be turned into a minority. Isn't that interesting? And it's not even on ethnic level. That's just religion, right? The partition was also seen as a way to prevent a potential civil war and to ensure a stable transition of power. Now, this is obviously just about right then where, like, nukes is starting to roll around. But at the time, they didn't have nukes. So now we have national
like
war
now,
as opposed to a civil war, yeah. And it's interesting about the little bit of the backstory there, who helped to get India nukes, right? It says India develops its nuclear technology primarily through its own efforts. Oh, really? Is that with some early assistance from Canada and later the United States.
Oh, my gosh.
Really? Did you have to do it?
Oh, man.
Canada. Well, let's blame Canada for this.
Man, learn the lesson. When it comes to, helping the world, no good deed goes unpunished. We always end up paying for it somehow.
Canada played a significant role in the early stages of India's nuclear program, providing the CIRCUS research. Is the CIRCUS, but I'll call it CIRCUS, okay? Research reactor and reprocessing plant. Though this later led to concerns about safeguards and potential diversion of plutonium for weapons purposes. Well, we'll get into that
when
too.
When you give people something that they haven't invented, how well are they going to safeguard that?
Yeah. India's nuclear program was largely self-reliant, sure, but it wasn't. They would never have gotten that if it wasn't for other European Western countries' involvement.
And,
right?
And just like today, I just want to say India is thriving because of the help of the West.
Is it thriving, though?
Well, no, but I mean, no, I know what it's you mean. Not thriving, but money. They have more money now, right? Yes. There's still a lot of people that don't have toilet, don't get me wrong. Okay? Yeah. There's still people that shit in the fields, don't get me wrong.
They have the world largest garbage fire, by the way. That's something. It's a tourist destination.
It's disgusting and smells like poop everywhere.
But. So scientists like Homi I think it is.
Homie Baba. My homie Baba.
But then you realize here, right? Childhood, obviously this is British India at the time. If you look at education, he studied in India for a little bit, but then he went to Cambridge, right? So they're many of these people are educated in Western countries, and then they go back and we will build a nuclear weapon. Pakistan developed its own nuclear program primarily through its own efforts, again, primarily lie, assistance from China, and arguably a black market network of suppliers led by Abdul Qadir Khan. This is interesting. So he gave, let me see if I got this here. Yeah, while Pakistan's nuclear program was primarily developed independently, it received significant assistance from both China and Qadir Khan, as I said. China provided technology, expertise, and components for Pakistan's nuclear and missile programs, including centrifuge equipment and warhead designs.
So none of these Jeets have done it on their own.
Did China do it independently too? Then you have that question.
I mean,
they've
ripped everything off from America and Europe.
But check this out, though. Dr. Khan, this guy here, a Pakistani scientist, played a key role in Pakistan's nuclear program, and he also formed a network that illicitly transferred nuclear technology and expertise to other countries like Iran, North Korea, and Libya, which are supposed to be these great Western enemies and stuff, right? So it's like Western educated, give it a technology to China, China gives it to these guys, or he goes over, or in the case, again, here as this guy, you check through this a little bit, he studied in West Berlin first, Technical University, The Hague in the Netherlands. He was in Amsterdam, right?
They did
British,
it all on
German,
their own,
Dutch,
though.
Uranium enrichment.
Okay. All on their own.
Netherlands, I think I said that. But anyway, all over the West, right? To get educated, learn all these things. What was that about the CIA? Let me see here. Prime Minister of Netherlands at the time said that the General Intelligence and Security Service was aware of Khan's espionage activities. But check this out. But he was allowed to continue due to pressure from the CIA.
What the heck?
With the U.S. backing Pakistan during the Cold War. Yeah, so there's a bunch of shit like that, too. Oh, well, Russia, Afghanistan. Well, we can use Pakistan now for, let's give them the nuclear bomb, Anyway, so that's the...
All right,
that's the story of tech.
Because if they bomb each other, how far does that cloud go? How would the Earth be impacted? I'm not sure about that.
Do you want to go into the nuclear weapons don't exist conspiracy theory? And then we talk about the mud flood and flat earth after that, but I'm just saying.
I mean, if they nuke each other, like, the same time, both sides, like, how
can it be
would we be affected by that?
Ideal trajectory of silos just at the right time? So, yeah. Uninhabitable for a time, but again, the question is, would you want to habitate it after things like this?
You're brushing teeth with a river. It's clean. Yeah. Clean enough for toothbrush. What are you using in your hand?
What's that?
Toothpaste.
That's toothpaste? Yeah. Oh, okay.
Indian toothpaste.
Okay.
Yep. They would just be living the same in a nuclear fallout, I think, too. Darth Wizzy says, great work. Thank you so much. And Charles Turner Jr. says, Washington State just passed a law allowing for black homebuyers to get a grant up to $120,000. The black population is under 10%. It is more anti-white BS from the communist shitlibs in Washington. Yes. Yeah, yeah. And by the way, these grants for non-whites are available. There's all kinds of federal programs as well. I don't know if Trump has gotten rid of these, but on the state level, looks like it's still happening in liberal states.
$120,000.
Yes.
Fucking outrageous. You know what I mean?
You know how many white people are renting right now because prices are so expensive?
Are struggling? Of course. Yeah. Some people are struggling to buy food. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Pay their rent. Yep. Pay their BlackRock rent.
But somehow there's all this money for all these people that don't deserve it.
Yeah.
There's and then money working families don't get any help.
I'll say, what was the fat man's Mike? What the fuck was his name? The filmmaker. Anyway, he had his famous quote there, right? He was like, "There's a lot
Michael
of
Michael Moore."
Michael Moore, thank you. There's a lot of money out there. It's just not in your hands, kind of thing, right? We got to
reverse. Got it in his grubby.
No, we'll take that and we'll reverse that. You know, for the American population here should do that.
Yes.
The founding stock population of America, same as we should in European countries.
We all pay taxes. What do we get for it? Seriously, what do we get for it? Nothing.
We got a big rainbow dildo.
Pay for ourselves. Oh, paying the. I mean,
right up the rear end.
Overprice everything.
Every day.
With shitty schools and bad roads. I mean, come on.
Yeah, and I mean, we can do the schools ourselves. Like we don't need. And so that's always the problem, right? We'll take care of this for you. You know, just give us money. We'll take it, and then they screw
it's all
you
bad
over.
And expensive.
Of course, what they offer you is absolute garbage.
And you can't opt out. Dog Whistler says, I haven't been able to enjoy Flashback Friday in a while. Wanted to check in and hope you are enjoying the spring. Yes, I am.
Thank you.
Very much.
Yeah, indeed. Very, very nice. Thank you for joining us. I appreciate it. I was thinking about Odin the other day, too. Our Kiev friend, the Ukrainian guy. I'm not sure I haven't heard from him in a while. If you're watching, I hope you're doing well and staying safe in Ukraine. Because, you know, jeez. Things are bad. So I hope you and the family are doing well if you're watching, catching in the replay or watching live. So anyway, okay. Should we talk about Yvette Cooper a little bit?
Yeah, I haven't actually seen this.
Okay, so this is kind of funny. It's funny for a few different reasons. Here's The Guardian with their paywall up there. Cooper pandering to Farage by ordering publication of foreign criminals' nationalities. Oh, really? Really? Oh, she's coming around. Now, for the historical, the backdrop context on this here is that she was, of course, one of the voices when in the House of Commons they were grilling Google/YouTube representatives about all this bad content on YouTube. This is back in 2017. And so it took a couple of years for YouTube to slash the Red Ice TV channel over obviously. But here's the audio clip, and here's the whole, the witness is her here. I'm sorry, she's the chair at that time. Now I think she's in a, what's her actual position? Home Secretary. That's right. She's Home Secretary. I don't think maybe she was that during this period. I don't know. Who the hell cares? She's a cunt anyway. But anyway, so here's the, you know, Red Ice TV referenced here multiple times. We were brought up. In front of Dr. Berlind Lundblad, who are joining here and answering here. I'll ask our reviewers to look at Red Ice TV and get back to you guidance on a response of what the reaction is. But anyway, this is a clip of what she said
this
here.
This is crazy. I remember that. I was like, oh my God, they're talking about our YouTube channel right now? This is absurd.
Here's the
UK government?
Here's a soundbite from
Red Ice TV, far right, vile channel, pretty racist. What is it that we need to do to get you to take it down?
Yeah. So anyway, and it's not that, it's like, oh, that's some big, oh, 2017, they talk, you know, I'm just, what's funny is that she was complaining, and I think she blamed her husband, if I remember, wasn't that, or no, the people made a joke, I guess, they said maybe it's her husband watching it or something, I don't know, But she was apparently served up some Red Ice TV videos. And apparently she was watching quite a few of them. Some of them, is any seeds planted? Because we're now, I mean, we're like, you know, we're 8 years later here now. And obviously she will never come around. She's an enemy. But I'm saying it is funny that now she's being accused of being a racist for recognizing the reality that, yes, migrants are disproportionately way overrepresented when it comes to crime in the United Kingdom and any goddamn country they come to.
Yes. And you know that when she is out, if she is ever out walking alone by herself at night, she's never in any migrant hood walking around by herself at night.
She goes to the ATM worrying about Nazis.
And if she is walking on the street.
Oh, here's the Schultzstaffen coming again.
Street somewhere in the UK, and she sees, you know, a pack of black men in hoodies. You're telling me she's not like a little, maybe I should be careful about that. I feel a little uncomfortable. Of course she is. Of course she feels that.
But they're losing the grip they had on this, like, you don't talk about this, you don't address these issues. And I know they might be to, like, damper reactions and, like, slow down, they're noticing this is awakening white people. And, you know, so I get there's all these other things. But overall, it shows you that they're, like, they're 8 years later now. Now they're like, oh, we have to look at who the criminals are. Here's the stats here, right? Albanians is topping this list. Let's have an Albanian spurg out in chat later, ladies and gentlemen. The Albanian question here. Overall imprisonment rate of foreign national is 20% higher than that for British nationals. And, of course, let's have the per capita bros come in here and not understand how this works, right? Kosovans, Vietnamese, Algerians, Jamaican are at the top of the list with the British at 14 per 10,000. And, of course, they're trying to change that with thought crimes and things like this. By the way, they pass and we'll, oh, see, I mean, I know they talk about imprisonment or, you know, things like this over, like, I think it's any. It's not just violent crime, right? Anyway.
Any crime.
Move expected to lead to league tables, which we just showed you. It's there. Remember the Home Office article we talked about? Like, the way they're recognizing the text disproportionately. It's migrants. But then they were like, but it's for socioeconomic reasons, and we got to do more
excuses,
and give them more.
Excuses.
Yeah.
Look
but
the
no
other
one,
way.
No one can deny this. I mean, and so it's so bad that the lady who called for us to be removed from YouTube
is getting called racist.
Google YouTube representatives were in the House of Commons is now aiding to, like, produce, that's the word I'm looking for, produce data that proves the very points that we were many times warning about back then in those
we
days.
Won't be getting
and
our,
continue to do
we
today.
We won't be getting our channel back and all our other accounts back.
Of course, I just think it's funny. It's like, haha, you're called racist now. It's hilarious. She's pandering to Farage. Farage is a disgrace on every level, that guy. So it's not like, you know, the table or from, like, reform. But again, I think the Farages is more dangerous than an Yvette Cooper.
Yeah, he's pivoting to Hindus now, right? And Muslims.
Yeah, of course. We can never, you know, we have to pander to Hindus, to or Muslims
mostly,
to win, you know, the election and get in. And he doesn't seem, you know, you have got to do it slowly. You have to slowly integrate them so they mix out. While, of course, he's made statements. We've shown the clips of, like, how the Jewish race must survive, and they can do essentially anything that's very important, but, like, screw the white British population. All right.
That's right. He's not our guy. He's a traitor.
Yes, he is. It's very pretty obvious. But it's interesting because the establishment in the UK are doing riot police training. And again, think of the backdrop now that we just showed with Indians and Pakistanis fighting in the country and all that stuff, right? And now you have them doing MET riot police. Is it the Metropolitan Police? What does that stand for again? It features a man wearing a British flag on his arm and a cross on his back, right? So it's like, these are the enemies that they're training for. It's white British people with Union Jacks on their armbands. Look at this.
Yeah, that's the bad guy.
Here's the dangerous guy.
God.
It's so blatant, right?
And Fight your own.
Was that a non-white
Fight
police?
Fight your
too,
own.
By the way? Yeah.
That's what they're saying.
Let me see. Can you see?
If he loves his country.
I can't see his face there. Let me see if he... There. Oh, he looks
good. What is it? Does it look like
that's
an non-white guy?
That's a Pajit.
An Indian Pajit.
That's a Pajit there. Oh. Oh,
No, he should be wearing an India flag, okay? You got that wrong.
Anyway.
Or Pakistani, whatever. Yeah,
Tom Rowlesley said, they're being trained to fight against British. Yes. The Union flag represents the enemy in this exercise, which is probably most intended as propaganda to intimidate you. It's possible.
Yeah.
Yeah, never never surrender. Never give up.
Trying to basically make that like a Nazi symbol, right?
Yeah, that's right. You have one from Dog Whistler there.
And then Cux will say, well, we fought the Nazis.
Yep. That's right.
Dog Whistler says, what's funny, before all these libs started complaining about red eyes, your show was a lot more focused on paranormal spirituality and other physical, philosophical topics, but by always talking about open borders and hate has made your show more about preserving our homelands and fighting censorship. Yeah. I mean, for years it was something else.
Yeah. I mean, not by that stage. Yeah. Obviously, we were deeply entrenched into nationalist politics, if that's the correct term for it, but you get my drift. But yeah, before then, you can, no one cares if you talk about flat earth or the mud flood or, you know, like UFOs or like, this is all, I mean, UFOs is mainstream now, but I'm, you know, UAPs they call it now, but I'm saying it's not until you start addressing like Zionism and like roots and origins of that, World War II history.
We were talking about anti-whiteism in early days before it was cool, right? Or before it was somewhat acceptable.
Yeah. It's definitely more, and again, it shows you the point there. The climate is now so different.
That's good. That's good.
You're the racist now, which he isn't, but you know, I'm not sure why.
But I like that she's getting called one though.
Yeah. We're an inch away from her being called racist, but she's pandering to Farage, which means then you're aiding the fascist Nazis that are trying to take over, because that's what Farage is known for being a fascist Nazi, right? Okay. So here's some good stuff out of the UK right here. Experiments to dim the sun given the green light.
Well, this has already been used in so many countries, and I'm surprised it hasn't already been used there. I'm sure it has. This is just some mainstream acknowledgement of it.
Yeah, it's the latest version of it, if you will. They've done tests before. There's different programs running, but now they've given another go ahead here. A government research group will explore whether Earth could be cooled by bouncing away sunlight. Like, do you know how insane this is?
Yes, just stop meddling. They meddle with everything. These people are anti-nature, and we see it time and time again. Because, you know, the people doing this, they also support the war on white people. They're anti-nationalists. They love all the tranny garbage, all the gay garbage, everything that's unnatural, unhuman, goes against nature. You know, they love it, and this is just all fits in line with it.
Let me read a little bit, and then I'll connect it with Curtis Stone, I guess, what we talked about yesterday. Research into whether the sun could be dimmed to combat global warming will be given a go-ahead by the government, UK government, within weeks. And about
what
50
sun in the UK, Henrik?
Yeah, it's
sun?
Already cloud coverage. What are you talking about? God. It's like, you know, mist and humidity and fog most of the time, right? And they'll be giving about £50 million, which is about today's conversion, like $66 million.
Slush fund?
Expected to, yeah. Well, no, I think they actually want to do this, right? Expected to be spent on experiments and analysis. The geoengineering techniques that will be explored include spraying aerosolized particles high into the stratosphere to deflect a small fraction of the sun's energy away from the Earth. Can we get an exact percentage of how much it does? How often do you need to spray? What else? Anyway, early modeling studies have suggested that this may cool the planet relatively cheaply. Advocates have pointed to natural experiments in which emissions of such particles through volcanic eruptions lead to the Earth's cooling. However, experts have warned of possible unintended consequences.
Yeah, you think?
Including the potential catastrophic disruption of weather patterns.
Just a little disclaimer for you.
Yeah, just a little bit.
So, by the way, we might screw everything up, and it might just be like hurricanes and ice age and who knows what else. Yeah.
Well, you know, maybe people are talking about a Maunder minimum peaking in 2030. Let's assume that the spraying programs begins, and all of a sudden, yeah, you have your homestead, you have your intentional community with some farms and stuff like that. Oh, the food won't grow as well for some unknown strange reason. What could that be about, right?
That's right.
oh, it's another reason to drive you off the land, get you into the mega hubs. Here you go. You're going to eat, vertical farmed, automated, crops that never seen the daylight or never actually been touching soil.
Grown a semi truck.
They're growing in semi trucks. That's the plan, ladies and gentlemen. That's what they want to do. And of course, beyond that, of course, no real meat to speak of. It's not going to be eggs. It's going to be just egg. Remember just egg?
Yeah, I do. All that stuff is not selling, but there's still
No, it is actually. Let me show you. Let me pull it up. I didn't have it here.
Because I know all that fake meat is just, it's not selling. 3D. Beyond Meat or something. There's so many of those names now. Sometimes I see it in the store, but it's always well stocked.
Yeah.
Well, in Northern Idaho, I guess no one buys that shit.
But. So here's an example, right? Again, as egg prices they've dropped a little bit, but they're still expensive comparatively. East Bay Vegan Egg Company, this is Just Egg. I'm sorry, this is a different, it's a different company, but their idea is the same as Just Egg. They're called Eat Just. What's the Just Egg, Eat Just? Your justice movement is now not eating real eggs, okay? that's what it's been boiled down to. East Bay Vegan Egg Company, Eat Just, sees massive spike in demand for product. This is March 14th, your birthday, 2025, right?
Oh, happy birthday, me.
So that's when that came out. So bird flu, we got to vaccinate and kill all the birds. Hey, well, yeah, here's Just Egg. Now, check this out. This is funny because they literally are talking about this in terms of the COVID shot or software updates. Remember, they call it the mRNA Vax a platform, right? It's all computer term. There's a new version out of Just Egg, version 5.
You're close.
Ugh.
You've got enough of the texture, you're almost there.
This is the latest version of Just Egg. Egg.
Version 5 just dropped.
Between this,
he looks like a guy would eat it, I guess.
Yes.
It's fluffier, more egg texture, and it performs.
You can't be more egg
better
than egg.
So I made scrambled eggs the same way I do. A little bit of scallion, a little bit of salt,
in the seed oil,
and pepper.
In a Teflon pan.
I
will not interrupt you, okay? Please go
to
on.
Toast, I'm a scrambled egg person.
Person. Oh, I'm a person, not a man. Yeah, I'm a person.
A person. Scrambled egg, vegan egg person.
Oh, my God.
Mm.
Do you notice how vegans always need to copy things that are not vegan? Like, it needs to look like a burger or it needs to look like an egg.
Well, they want it, but they can't, but they won't, don't want it. I want it, but it can't be the thing.
It's got to look like a hot dog, but it's not a hot dog.
Remember the terminology around at that time was like, why isn't... We're getting progress through everything, like gay rights. Here's a car that goes faster. Here's a plane that's more aerodynamic. Here's a new computer. Why is the same not happening with food? Okay, we need updates. Okay,
no,
can we drop some new versions of our food, please?
Nature gave us the basics. Okay, we know what to work with.
This is the part of this is to make you a synthetic human. Okay.
Yes.
They want
and you'll get sick
if you don't get replaced by
they give you.
If you don't get replaced by brown people, you'll be replaced by robots. But if they can't do that, they'll turn you into one. They'll turn you into a synthetic simulacrum. But anyway, so back to the spraying. But that's what I think that's about. That's the spraying part. I mean, I'm saying there's many objectives, but I'm saying it's a possible outcome.
Yeah. And then that also,
here's a good testing area, and we'll do it over this where happens to be a lot of people who are homesteading who just happens to be our political enemies. And we'll do the spraying tests over there, okay?
People who need lots of vitamin D, right?
Yeah, and no longer food production will be as easy. Who knows? It could just be, I'm not saying that's the thing. And here's the guy with the OpenAI shirt there. Okay, good. We know what's going on here. 66 million on just spraying something into the air to stop the sun from shining down.
That might have catastrophic consequences for weather patterns.
Yeah. I mean,
great.
Yeah. So, couple that, then you could actually be like, well, actually, what we need is to have it. I don't even buy man-made global warming, obviously, but I'm saying, there's climate change, obviously, is happening all the time. It's extensive. It's up and down. And we're in a fairly cool period. And so coupled, if you can extrapolate on a long enough timeline, And then think about it. It's just like you have the spraying as a part of that, right? But that might lower than if that even is successful. I don't know, but that might lower temperature. Then you go into a monitor minimum, less solar activity and stuff like that. Now you can actually, and that's what they said, right? It could dramatically alter climate, which means you might have actually a runaway cooling that is spurred on by that. Because, you know, again, this is science, right? So you can go in any direction. This could just be, you know, some insane idea just takes hold. This is just what we're doing. We're saving ourselves
by doing this.
And we don't have a
say. And we don't have a say in it. They could just claim the skies and spray barium or whatever else is in there and poison us.
I mean,
and our food and our water and our dirt.
People always argue this is already going on. It's been happening for some time.
And that's why people also think that that's why we're getting sick more often with colds and more respiratory issues. Lots of respiratory issues because
shedding from the COVID jab.
That too, but it could be coupled with other junk, you know, in the environment.
Yeah.
Right. New stuff.
Anyway, so you got a bunch of, you know, just crazy, crazy, like, governmental decisions, and there's no, you know, well, we have a mandate to rule, so we can do anything.
I thought it was just a crazy conspiracy theory,
mm-hmm.
This chemtrail business.
Nope. All right, anyway, so leaving that, do you want to go back to watching some of the stabbing migrants? How about that?
Sure, we could do a couple, and then we'll save some for Afterflash, yeah,
I guess we'll do that. But anyway, where were we here? Yeah, here's
migrants
a good one.
Migrants Gone Wild. Forget Girls Gone Wild. We got Migrants Gone Wild.
Yes.
I believe it was a G behind Girls Gone Wild, too.
Obviously. Yeah. And I don't think I did the... I don't think I did that segment, but we did, or the follow-up to it, or the continuation of that segment, but we talked about the guy behind the wifey. Remember that?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The cuckolding, but they rebranded
it. Hot wifing.
Hot wifing. Like, that was the term.
Yeah, exactly. The wife swapping.
So it was... No, I think it's just full on. It's full on pornography. It's just a man and a woman who are married. The man sits down and watches while his wife is being railed.
Ugh.
So this is the porn. Like, oh, you're used to watching someone else, you know, doing the woman you desire. So it screws with your brain. It screws with how you view sexuality, what arouses you, things like this, right? So it's porn. It's like steeped in porn culture, and now they take the damage that has been made by porn culture and turn it into a new porn endeavor and make more money on it.
So the
guy behind it.
So messed up.
Wifey, which I didn't extend, which we should have done, or I should have covered it maybe sooner after. But obviously, it was the same Jew that was behind Blacked.
Oh, makes sense.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
So Daily Mail,
just a weapon
New York Post. These
white couples.
Yes. But there was no if there's anyone, it's probably like black guys that are railing the wife or something. But it was like New York Post, Daily Mail did a segment on this. And you realize those articles were released like 1 or 2 days after the company, I forget what was the company called. I forget. There was pieces in the media. I think it was like, maybe it was in Jewish Daily Forward or some outlet like that where they praised that Jewish producer, remember? The porn producer.
Yeah.
And he was talking about how he had experienced anti-Semitism growing up in France. And so he did this to, quote unquote, solve racism, like recognizing that this was an attack.
Yeah, that's going to get people to really like you. That's really going to stop people from hating you.
They're weaponizing this.
And but noticing anyway, that you're Jewish. Yeah. Exactly.
They were literally on like CNBC and some of these like stock, finance papers were like, oh, this hits whatever his name of company was. Oh, his company is releasing a new product, right? It's called Wifey, hot wifing. And then they pay Payola, right? They pay New York Post, Daily Mail, all these outlets to do like, ooh, what's this new? It's saving marriages, it turns out. We're helping, right? So they get paid from this
100% not saving your marriage.
Stock-listed porn company by this Jewish activist who is open statements about how this is like, you know, solving, which means fuck white people, basically. That's what it means.
That's always what it means with these people.
I don't know. How do we end up on this trail here? But anyway.
I said Girls Gone Wild.
Oh, that's it. Yeah, exactly. That's it. Yeah. It's like, all right, at some point, I have to just get that off my chest. That of course, it's the same, excuse my language, fucker behind this.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. It's just, it's maybe New York Post were so slammed in the comments on their Twitter post that they deleted it. They didn't delete the article, mind you, but they deleted that because they had paid for that, right? oh, you got to do 5 social media posts, you got to do 3 articles, and there's like variations of the same article out, and you know, anyway.
Gosh.
So it's like ads, you know what I mean? Oh, but what, do you want to save your marriage? How about us profiting on your pornography while someone is screwing your wife in front of you? How about that? Okay.
Definitely
it's like ultimate
work.
Humiliation.
Yeah.
Like ultimate humiliation ritual.
There's like nothing. The worst thing, if you love someone, that's the worst thing you can imagine.
But I'm sure they have great relationships, those people who sign up for that.
Yeah.
It's exactly. I wouldn't be surprised, obviously, if
they already hate each other.
Those are probably pornographic actors anyway. But they claim it's like, oh, here's this we found this random couple that were willing to do the cuckolder thing. But I mean, so they they did it in 2016-17 and they relaunch it, they do it again. And anyway, okay, so here we go, back to this story here. Enough pornography shit. A Syrian family with, wait for it, 13 children living in Germany committed a total of 154 crimes.
That's just one family.
One family.
One family.
The Syrian family has racked up 154 offenses, including 47 violent assaults.
Quality over quantity.
Well, there is no quality for us.
I don't think there's any quality with any of these people.
Of that part of the world. So, but yeah, I get your point, right? 5 robberies, drug smuggling, possession of child pornography, and smuggling illegals into Germany. So there you go.
But I thought Syria is a great place now.
Yeah, it's based and somehow.
And they got rid of Assad, and it's basically heaven. So go back.
Yeah. Okay. What is this? Is some link here?
And you know they're not going to be deported.
Yeah.
Right.
Let me see how long that. Ooh, that's an hour. Oh, I think I remember this one. This is narrated by someone sent a super chat there. I think I've seen parts of that. Explicit. I don't know if I got this video from you guys, but or not. But whoever I got it from, or wherever I got it from, it is. Fucking hilarious. Is this, let me just check a little bit. It's a very long video, so we're not gonna play that obviously, but I'm saying this is the Attenborough narration, right? Let's see.
India, the worst country on earth.
We can get it to play a minute.
India, a country shrouded in mystery. It is a cursed land and quite possibly the most disgusting country on earth today. Some may even say it is the worst country to ever exist.
I remember this. I saw part of it. I didn't make it through the whole
land,
hour and a half.
The native Indian Hindu, more colloquially known as the Pajit, breeds out of control.
If only Attenborough made videos like that.
Yeah.
Often defecating in the open with no regard for its native habitat.
I've seen it.
Oh, okay, all right. Okay, all right.
Ooh, what?
My gosh. Yeah.
Is that what curry all day does to you?
I guess so.
Dang.
It's a...
You got some...
healthy butt flora.
He's got
flora.
Gut parasite. Flora. You know, there's a bunch of parasite. That's parasite poo right there, you know? God.
Just runs out. Thank you for that explicit. I should have caught it in the username.
First 50 seconds. Yeah. When you think of India, what do you think of?
Yeah, what could it be now?
Everyone thinks of that.
Maybe I should take that shit off the screen. I do apologize. And cut to a new one. Well, it's the same thing on screen. Okay. Anyway, let me play. Here we go. Here's Antwerp, Belgium, for you guys.
Those people just watching.
Wholesome knife fight. At least they're fighting each other.
Oh, you can count on that.
Yeah. I mean, they fight, obviously. Belgians,
I mean, the whole area is their area, it looks like.
Yeah. What about? Well, who cares? Hopefully they have fun. And here's the police have to come in and keep the peace. This is what they do.
So tiring. Can you imagine the peace we'd have in Europe? How good it would feel to stroll through the streets of Europe and not see any of these people. I'm talking not even one of these people. How amazing that would feel.
One day. It'll come.
That would be like a spiritual, almost mystical, transcendental experience to be walking among just your own in your civilization.
I don't think this trajectory was necessary, but it should be recognized that part of our weakness is that we have not been exposed to this. And we've had it too safe and too nice and too comfortable and too. And I don't think, oh, well, we have to live in misery. That's not what I'm saying either. But there has to be some level of understanding that you need. But at the same time, you know, we come out of, you know, hundreds, thousands of years of struggling to survive. So when you get it comfortable, why would you, I mean, genetically speaking, even if it's each generation that experiences things differently, but I'm saying collectively speaking, why would your instinct is to say, welcome this in, right? But that's how they defeat us, complacency and comfort and, you know, just not being exposed to any of this shit. Now we're for, you know, now
and also thinking someone else is going to take care of it.
Yeah.
We're like, the government's going to take care
of
it. Yeah. Someone else is going to organize, you know, some proxy violence.
It's not
going
to be that. It's not going to be that bad. But then they lose monopoly on violence in many territories, no-go zones, all that shit, right? So, all right. Anyway, should we...
yeah, we'll take a break.
We'll cover this next, but apparently there's some trouble in paradise over at NATO headquarters there. We'll talk about that in a little bit here, but yeah, definitely join us for Western Warrior. Well, after Flash First, obviously. Exactly. That's right. We're going to take a little bit of a break.
You forgot we still have that.
Yeah. I didn't forget. I was eager to get to the Western Warrior show there. But anyway, after Flash, coming up in about, I don't know, 15 minutes, something like that. We're going to take a short break here. And then we'll be back. You can join us for that at redicemembers.com, Subscribestar, or Locals, redicetv.locals.com or subscribestar.com/redice. And I think those of you who do still or might have an active sub on Odyssey, that should work just fine for us as well. We'll stream until, no one is active over there anymore. But if you did have an active membership on Odyssey, consider going over to a new platform, obviously, and join us over there, because it'd be great to have you guys in the member section. We need your support. We want your support. We want to continue. We want to thrive. We want to do well. Yes. And we can only do that with your help. We're only here because of you guys. So if you enjoy the show, if you enjoy the videos, the clips that we do, all the segments, the interviews and things like that, do consider it. It's only $10 a month. RedHouseMembers.com. That's the best place to go. Sign up over there. And also, of course, we do have a couple of different tiers. If you would like to have a little bit of extra resources going our way, you can do that with a producer or executive producer tier. Get a shout out at the end of the show. Great way to support us as well. So thank you to T. Lothrop Stoddard, V. Miller, Resin Revolt, Good Luck Lap, Jake, Red Pill Rundown, French 47, Mark Smith, No One Jeeves, President Obunga, Mongoose, William Fox, Angry White Soccer Mom, The Second Wanderer, Operation Werewolf, We Have the Ride Never Ends, Last Place Simp, Joseph Hart, Purple Haze, Rex Ballington, Commie Combo Deal, The Dearborn Toxic Event, Brendan Anthony, Penelope 7 USA, We have Bertrand Compere, Dixie Drone Force, Albert, or Arctic Wolf, thank you Albert, also Europe Awake, and Teutonic Werebear. Thank you, executive producers, we appreciate you very, very much. We also have Mr. Walker, 696, Yuhanson, Leroy Dumont, Snorkpup, Ice Open, Mr. Lemry, You're New, Obadiah Hakeswill, Perfect Brute, Single Action Army, Lord H.P. Lovecraft, Trevor, Der Schwabe, Sonata 4 Violin. We also have Whitewater Rafting Fan, Jetfire, ExposedFlyers.com, Shane B., Restitutor Orbis, Alcyon, and also The Boo Man. Thank you, guys.
Thank
appreciate
you.
You very, very much. And again, you can get one of those over at RedHouseMembers.com or Subscribestar. They do have what about Substack? I was thinking about that. Maybe Substack is an option to Odyssey while they get their shit together with monetization. Might be an option. I think you can upload video to Substack, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so. It's quite popular. Who knows? We might try it out. But anyway. So, yes, back with After Flash in a little bit. So do join us for that. As we said, we'll just hang out a little bit. We do have a couple of more things we want to talk about, but we want to read your chats over there. Oh, new members chat embedded over there, too, by the way. So go to redhousemembers.com and then just click up in the top menu. Click live shows right there. I'm going to log in. I thought I was logging in earlier. God damn it. I'm logging on my computer. Anyway, and then you go to the live page there, and then you have a chat below. I'm going to show it on screen. But anyway, so we'll keep it on the chat throughout as well. So join us over there if you're a member. But otherwise, thank you so much, guys. We appreciate all of you.
Yes.
Thank you for watching Flashback Friday. We'll be back here in about 15, and then we'll continue with more then. We'll see you then.
See ya.
Folk first.
Thank you.
for watching. Go to redicemembers.com and sign up for our exclusive members content. Don't miss our latest shows, interviews, and other videos only for subscribers. You can also become a member by signing up at subscribestar.com/redice. Get full access and help support our work. See you on the other side.
New Red Ice merch available now. Hope First t-shirts for adults and for toddlers. Fatigues for men. Our favorite, the Red Ice Camper Mug. Or ceramic with black print. High quality leather keychain with solar boat imprint. Our Red Ice hat, one of our best sellers. Pick one up today. Or why not? Gray Auslander Rouse t-shirts for both women and men. We also have Fridge Magnets, Hulk, Burst, One Disease, and our black men's t-shirt with the classic red solar boat. Hulk First. Get your Red Ice merch from LanasLlama.com. Get an item today. Lana's Llama, proud sponsor of Red Ice.